do y'all think?
Good.
Is that good?
No.
It was just at the top edge of what I would recommend for this context, right? Where people aren't necessarily warmed up and there's not a lot of people. It came out, it sounded bright and clear, right? But it was maybe a little bit, I mean, that was, I wouldn't key it any higher than that, right? No. So what I'm recommending here is that a keyer should follow through on the key. You give the key, then you sing the song on the notes, and you do some analytic listening while you're doing that. You're going to focus on those high notes in the tenor and treble part, and just make sure that those notes weren't too high. If they weren't, keep going. If they were, fix the key, right? And you gave us a great example earlier today when you sang your song of fixing your key. Mm-hmm. You gave the key, and then you heard it on the notes, and you said, that could have sounded better if I'd keyed it differently, and then you keyed it differently. That's what a good keyer does, is unafraid to repitch the song. Yes, Nancy?
I think it's also important to remember that it's not about the heroics of can the trebles or can the tenor sing that high note. If you ask them, can you sing it, they'll say, yes, yes, we can sing it.
Yeah.
But that's not really the point. The point is it going to sound like it's not about...
That is a great point, because if you ask the trebles, is that too high, of course they're going to say no. I mean, unless it's really too high. But what you really got to do is listen and look. Look at the faces of the people who are singing that note, right? I saw Sasha sort of reaching for that high note.
She got it.
And if this song had four verses, and that high note were a half note, that would have to be rekeyed. Right, but that song, it was a little painful on the notes. You'd have that same pain in one of each two verses. That's fine. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. What else should we do? Who else wants to try a key in a song? Go for it. You have a song that you want to key?
No.
Okay, you were pointing at 34 on the top.
Wait,
no. Because we just sang.
Yeah.
Let's... Turn back the page. Well, let me ask you, what's a song that you know pretty well?
Let's see.
Okay, 448 on the bottom. Okay, so now one of the things about songs that you know very well is that often a song that you know very well you can actually keep. This without even knowing how to key, because you like it and you sing it a lot and you have a relationship with it, and when you sing it, you're often going to sing it in the right place. So that's a good way to kind of get you a little bit of confidence from your own knowledge of the song. But let's, before you try to key it, let's just ask ourselves, number one, what key is it in?
A major.
Okay, so is that going to be
That's a medium high.
Okay, that's a medium high key. Are there high notes that we want to think about?
Yeah.
In the treble part?
Oh, yeah.
Toward the end?
Yeah. And the basses are
kind of
high, too.
The basses are
kind of
high, but...
Not too
high.
Don't worry about it.
But it really, it's those high notes in the treble that we want to worry about. And there's another thing about this song. Look at the way the second half of the tenor part. You see how that's all sitting up in the top half of the staff? This is an important thing to notice about a song, is if it lies high for a lot of it, it's very tiring to sing. Whenever you have a passage that's got notes mostly in the top of the staff, unless it's balanced out by a couple of excursions into the lower part that just lets you relax your vocal muscles a little bit, it's going to be a lot to get through. So here in this song, we have two things to watch out for. One is the high A in the treble, and one is the kind of the way it sits high in the voice for the tenors. So what that's going to mean for the keyer is that you're going to want to push it down just a little bit, not too much. So the way I would recommend doing that is just first try to give us an A. And now instead of saying, give me an A, let's look at that first chord and see if you can give me the first chord.
Fa, sol.
What note do they have?
Okay, they have a la.
They have a law.